Sometimes we hear things like too much of a good thing could be bad for us. But never fear. Hi, I'm Darian. And I'll be back to tell you about a few vices that are actually good for you right after this.
No Bluetooth? No problem. New Potato Technologies presents TuneLink Auto, helping normal folks who drive normal cars stream music from smartphones to car stereos. Tired of trying to find the music you want to hear? Let TuneLink Auto upgrade your car to modern without the expense. TuneLink Auto sets up a link between your smartphone and any empty FM station on your FM dial. If you can hear this ad, just go to newpotatotech.com and use the code RADIO to receive 20% off.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Would you like a glass of wine with dinner? The buzz on wine is about its heart-healthy properties, though researchers aren't entirely sure how it works as magic. Its antioxidants may keep blood vessels flexible, or alcohol could boost HDL, which is the good cholesterol. Either way, the key is moderation. Just 1 5-ounce glass a day. More than that can raise blood pressure and pack on pounds. Women who drink heavily also have higher rates of breast cancer. If you're more of a martini kind of gal, no problem. You can get similar perks from 1 liquor drink or beer a day. So go ahead, raise the glass to the pleasures of the healthy life. I hope you've enjoyed this series on the 10 vices that may actually be good for you. Join me again tomorrow as we start a new series entitled, Your A to Z Guide to a Flat Belly. I'll talk to you then. Thank you for listening. With your healthy lifestyle tips, I'm Darian.